24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
How to get out in front. And when I'm in my motivational mode, and I come up to the podium, to the lectern, I would say, from the back to the front, from the front to up front, from up front to out in front. And the question becomes, how do you get out in front? How do you get out in front? And that's placing yourself ahead of your peers, your colleagues, your troubles, and your situation. Notice I said out in front and not in front of, because if you step in front of a bus, you might just get run over. But what I'm talking about is getting out in front of the things that you're dealing with. You say, what does that mean? It means, how do I become that leader? How do I distance myself from everyone else? How do I make that separation? How do I put enough gap in between me and someone else that they see me? How do I get out in front? It takes a willingness to be proactive and not reactive to situations. And I'm going to share with you three things that you can do. I'm going to give you three passages of scripture, young people, to show you how you can get out in front. And it's three words: prayer, praise, and persistence. Prayer, praise, and persistence. A lot of times we want to give up. A lot of times we want to quit when things get hard. But I'm here to tell you that God loves you, and He will be there for you, and He will keep you, and He will bless you. But you have to get out in front. And what does that mean? That means you have to get closer to God, because the closer you get to God, the more distant everything else becomes. And the closer you get with God, the more power you have to accomplish those things and to put a distinction between you and others. Young people, there's nothing wrong with serving God. And serving God doesn't mean you can't have fun. If y'all young people know me by now, I like to have fun. Even my collegiate kids. But I have good, clean fun. You don't have to be a Christian walking around with the poor mouth and looking like you hurt all the time and always serious. I like to have fun. That's why I like youth day. I can get up here and have fun. And so, get closer to God. You say, well, Pastor, give me some examples of this. Well, turn with me to the book of 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, beginning at verse 9. Dealing with the first one here, the first point is prayer. How can I get out in front by way of prayer? You see, prayer is nothing more than communicating with God. Just like we talk to one another, we can talk to God. I mean, as I'm sitting here, you know, y'all, we have some crazy things on social media all the time and little memes and things, and we just communicate what you want. And this crazy one comes to my mind when you got this little boy, and he's just saying, why don't you give me a dollar, man? And, you know, he's like, he's just give me a dollar, man. And you know, it's just so funny. He's asking, he's communicating. And then they took it a little bit further and they added a second part to it. And it's just, you know, they added another little girl to it and say, this is what your girl acts or how she acts when you ask her for money. And the young boy is saying, why don't you give me a dollar, man? And she's like, no! You know, she's communicating. But you look at it at the simplest form. It's communication. And at the simplest form, we need to communicate to God. The young boy is like, yo, I need a dollar. Can you give me a dollar, man? And the girl said, no, I don't have it. But if we go to our Father who is in heaven, who has all things and will bless you, why don't we ask so that we can be out in front? Now, I'm going to give you an example. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him up with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And what happened? And God did what? Granted him that which he requested. That's scripture. That's preached already. Jabez wanted to get out in front. The nature of his prayer, he had a solemn vow. He said, Lord, if thou wouldst bless me, God, if you just help me out, if you just get me through this. The matter of his prayer was that God would bless him. He asked God, he said, God, I want you to bless me. Not only do I want you to bless me, but I want you to enlarge my coast. I want you to prosper me. And not only that, God, when you bless me and when you prosper me, don't take your hand from me. I want you to be with me. I want your presence, and I want you there to keep me from evil. What is he talking about here? He said, I want you to keep me from the evil of sin and trouble and the desires of my enemy so they won't hurt me. So they won't hurt me. So Jabez saying, Lord, I want to be out in front. I want some separation between me and my colleagues, but I can't do it unless you do it. So he prayed that prayer, and guess what happened? God granted him that which he requested. What are you asking God for? What do you need, young people? What do you want God to do in your life? Because your peers may be telling you one thing. Your friends in school, in the classroom, may be telling you another way to go about it, which may not be that right. May get you in trouble. But here I'm telling you to get out in front, just pray to God. And what happened? God gave him success. Gave him success in all of his undertaking, in his studies. How many of y'all want to get ahead in your studies? How many of y'all want to do? All you got to do is ask him. All you got to do is ask him. It'll get you out in front. It'll separate you. Everybody else trying to say, oh, Lord, I hope he going to grade on the curve on this one. Ain't nothing changed since I left the yard. I just got a little older. He going to grade on the curve. Well, see, God will put you out in front so everybody be mad at you because you messed up the curve. He put you way out ahead of everybody. They have to throw your grade out to make the curve. That's how high you scored on the test. You know that whole thing of standard deviations, 3 standard deviations away from the mean with the bell curve. All right, see, I knew it. I remember a little something. So God will put you out in front to where they have to throw your test out to set the curve. How many of y'all want to be there? And see, the only way you get there to get out in front is all you got to do is ask God. It blessed him in his business, in his conflict with the Canaanites. He won all of his battles. Why? He was out in front. All he did was ask God. That's a simple prayer. But sometimes we don't want to ask God. We want to ask everybody else. We want to ask people on Facebook. They don't know. We want to ask people on Twitter. They don't know. If you want to use one, just post something on Instagram, your picture. I asked God, this is what he did. Hashtag out in front. You see what I'm saying? So that's what you just ask God. The next thing, how can I be out in front? The next one is just praise. We typically go to God with all of our problems all the time. But why don't we just take time to praise him? Y'all know I like music. I just can't sing. And so while I was working with this, you know what came to me is Marvin Sapp, praise him in advance. You know, that old song, praise him in advance. And the lyrics of the song I'm just teaching today say, I've had my share of ups and downs. Times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise. Praise will confuse the enemy. How many of y'all believe that? See, praise will confuse the enemy. I just thought about that and that whole concept of praise. So then he says, so I started singing. I started clapping. I started dancing. And people were laughing. They knew my problems. They knew my pain. But I like this. But I knew God would take them away and put me where? Out in front. We're gonna pray. And I say, well, where is that in the Bible? You know I'm going to show you. All I know is scripture. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles. Chapter 20. Beginning at verse 21. The word of the Lord reads, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should, praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And what? They were smitten. That problem you're going through, that person that's getting on your last nerve, that person that's messing with you, all you got to do is praise. God destroyed the enemy when his people began to praise. So what am I saying today? You want to get out in front? Start singing. Start clapping. Start dancing. Start giving God praise and watch him open up doors in your life. Watch him. See, this is the thing, and I had to learn this. God will move people just for you. God will put people in places, let them do all the hard work, all the hard digging, get everything set up, get built. Your friends laughing at you because you're doing all this work. You say, well, what you doing this for? Somebody's already there. They're laughing at you because you're doing all this work, going through, getting yourself ready. But somebody else is doing all the hard work, but you're yet praising and thanking God. And they say, why are you doing that? You ain't going to get it. You're not going to get it. Oh, boy, already got it. They did that up in the office. They already signed off on that. But you in your mind said, God promised me. He said, he's going to put me out in front. They got everything set up for this person. And the next thing you know, that person got something wrong in their background check. So that person, they was the favorite. But guess what? They can't not have the press conference. They done set everything up. They got everybody. They cannot have the press conference. Guess what? Phone ring. We need to your way to the office, you singing, praising, and giving God thanks. And you, all you had to do was just now walk in to the press conference. Because not only were you in the back, you came to the front. But now, by the hand of God, because you prayed and you praised, he now put you out in front of everyone. Guess what? Put you on a stage that everyone can see. You know why? Because he knew in his heart, in your heart, when you got there, you were going to give him the praise on the big stage. The other person wasn't going to acknowledge him, but you were. You were going to give him all the glory. You were going to give him all the credit when you got there. And that's all God wants. God will set everything up to put you on the platform that they were building for somebody else. Why? Because God always wants to praise. Get out in front with praise. We always say, when the blessings, when the praises go up, what happened? Y'all believe that? Y'all truly believe that? Turn with me to Psalm 67. Those exact words do not appear in Scripture. However, it can be gleaned from the context of Psalm 67. Psalm 67, verse 5 says, "Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield," what? "Her increase. And God, even our own God, shall," what? "Bless us." Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6. And then verse 7, "God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth," what? "Shall fear him." God is saying, when you praise me, I'm going to bless you so much, I'm going to bless you abundantly, that people are going to be afraid of me. They're going to say, how did he get so much? And it's going to be by the hand of God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created heaven and earth, the God in whom you put your trust in, the God in whom you prayed to and praised. But then there's sometimes God don't move as quickly as we want him to move. That's why I want to talk with you about perseverance. Perseverance. Hallelujah. How many of you all are willing to suffer? How many of you are willing to go through in order to get what God has for you? Or how many of you will just give up real easily? Because it gets hard. But have you ever noticed that the more you do something, the easier it becomes? Have you noticed, like, even when you go to the gym, trust me, I know this one personally, that first day hurt. That first day make you say, I'm not coming back. That first day, if you're not in shape, well, have you going home and say, I got to get something off my stomach. That first day. But if you just hold on, as old folks say, hold on till your change comes, everything will be all right. I just want to teach this last one so that you can get out in front. Turn with me to Luke chapter 18. Beginning at verse 1, talking about persistence and the concept of perseverance. "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men what ought to always pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry when day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, he shall find faith on earth. Real simple. Young people, don't quit. When you get a chance, Google this poem entitled, Don't Quit. Kind of starts off, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when that road that you're traveling seems all uphill, when your money is low and your troubles are high, you want to smile, but you have to cry, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange. I'm going to cut right there, but Google that one, because it talks about what's going on here, persistence. Here's this lady, she had an issue. She needed something taken care of, but this, she went to the judge day and night, and the judge wouldn't do it. And you see, the judge himself, he didn't care about God, didn't know God. Y'all got some friends and people in high places, people at your job don't know God, don't care about God, don't want to hear nothing about God. He was unjust and didn't even care for man. You know, you got some people that just, they in those positions at work because they done been there so long, and people scared to move them out. And they have no life outside of there, so they just bring all their troubles and issues to work. And because they're in positions of power, they just treat you any old kind of way. But I'm here to tell you, that's all right. And so that's how this judge was. But this woman pressed day and night. And finally this judge, he got tired of seeing her. Because, well, she was persistent. And he said, just because I don't even like you, I don't care about your God, but so I can get you off my last nerve, let me sign this piece of paper and get you on out of here. Now, then Jesus comes back and says, now, if the unjust judge did that because of her perseverance, how much more will God take care of you if you just don't quit? If you continue to pray and praise and don't give up, God hears you. God is just waiting for a certain point in time, and he's going to avenge you. He's going to release those blessings to you. All God is saying, don't give up. Don't give up. That thing that you want from your parents, come on. You know how you press them day and night. Daddy, can I have? No. Mama, can I have? No. 3 hours later, Daddy, can I have? No. Mama, can I have? No. And this go on for 3 weeks. And mom and dad have conversations. Can we just find a way? Because she just ain't going to quit. And guess what? Because of your persistence, they give it to you. And see, sometimes the persistence is really revealing whether or not you want it or not. Because some people say they want something, and they'll start off, but then they'll quit. But how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it from God? What I'm saying, young people, as I close, if you want to get out in front in any area of your life, spiritually, financially, career-wise, your own business, it's written in the scripture how to do it. And I'm not here today preaching prosperity gospel. I'm just preaching the gospel, which is the truth of God. Here we find that Jabez got out in front by his prayer. He was specific. Sometimes we pray so vague. You got to be specific so when it happens, you know God did it. And then prayed. They went out before the army and they gave praise unto God. They shouted and they sang, and God took that praise and confounded the enemy and took care of the battle for them. That struggle, praise God for the victory right now. That issue, that thing that people are denying you right now, don't worry about it. Just praise God. As Marvin Sapp say, praise him in advance. And now be persistent. Don't quit. Don't give up. God is going to be there with you. As a man, I can tell you sometimes it gets hard and you want to give up. But your wife or that significant other come on and say, baby, you could do it. Baby, you could do it. Boy, they just don't little word like that. Baby, you could do it. Somehow you get a little bit more scram. get a little bit more want to, a little bit of option. And what she really said, she said, I'm looking at you, baby. You're supposed to be a man. You got a man up. Don't you quit now. Stand to your feet. So young people today, in the midst of this, I hope you walk away with how to get out in front from a biblical perspective. Just pray, praise, and be persistent. Don't give up. No matter how hard it seems, don't give up. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. Keep it locked. A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000. Or online at NYCVirtualOffice.com.